A former Internal Revenue Service employee has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. AP's Mike Kempen reports she had pled guilty to aggravated identity theft.
The Justice Department says Stephanie Parker worked as a contact representative for 6 months, from September 2012 to March 2013. Prosecutors say she obtained taxpayers' Social Security numbers and addresses and used the information to file fraudulent tax returns. Prosecutors say she then directed the refunds to the bank accounts of her friends. At least once, they say she had money withdrawn from one of those accounts and used it for personal expenses. Parker must pay nearly $6,000 in restitution to the IRS. I'm Mike Hempen.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says he suffered lung damage while recovering from back surgery. Dayton, who's 71, underwent 2 spinal fusion surgeries last month to improve his leg strength and had been expected to be released within days. He hasn't been seen publicly since his first surgery October 12th. In an emailed statement, Dayton says post-surgical complications damaged his lungs, but he provided no details. He says he's staying at the Mayo Clinic on his doctor's recommendation to rehabilitate his lungs and says he expects to return to St. Paul in the coming days. First day sales for Michelle Obama's book Becoming topped 725,000 copies, making it one of the year's biggest debuts. Crown Publishing's told the Associated Press the figures from the release of the memoir on Tuesday include sales and pre-orders for the hardcover, audio, and e-books editions in the U.S. and Canada. Crown's also announced it's raised the book's print run from 1.8 million copies to 2.6 million. Becoming had the biggest opening of any book in 2018 by Crown's parent company, Penguin Random House. At least one other book this year from Simon & Schuster did start higher. Bob Woodward's Fear of Trump in the White House sold around 900,000 copies after one day. Becoming's well exceeding the pace of previous memoirs by first ladies.
He wrote the screenplays for a couple of the 70s most well-known films. AP's Warren Levinson reports Oscar-winning screenwriter William Goldman has died.
William Goldman died at home in New York of complications from colon cancer and pneumonia. Goldman was the Academy Award-winning screenwriter of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men, in which he introduced the phrase,
"Just follow the money."
Goldman wrote the novels Marathon Man and The Princess Bride, which he also turned into hit screenplays. He was a keen observer of how entertainment gets made, chronicled in books that include Adventures in the Screen Trade and Which Lie Did I Tell, famously asserting about what makes a good movie, nobody knows anything. Screenwriter and novelist William Goldman was 87. Warren Levinson, New York.
North Korea says it'll deport an American citizen it detained a month ago for illegally entering the country. As AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, Friday's announcement came as the country's state media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised a test of a newly developed high-tech weapon in an apparent bid to pressure Washington and Seoul.
The announcement suggests that North Korea still wants to maintain the mood for dialogue with the U.S. despite stalled nuclear diplomacy. In the past, North Korean often held American citizens it arrested for similar charges for an extended period before high-profile U.S. figures traveled to Pyongyang to secure their freedom. The Korean Central News Agency says a U.S. citizen was detained in October for illegally entering the country from China. It said the U.S. citizen told investigators that he was under the direction of the Central Intelligence Agency. I'm Zaria Shakili.